You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk turned traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
Raphael Augustine, I'd like you to say your name.
You got it so perfect.
Oh, yeah. It was pretty Americanized, but how do you, I love when you say it.
Oh,
give me the Ecuadorian version.
It's Raphael Augustine.
Oh, it's beautiful. Yeah.
Raphael Augustine.
Yeah. We just got back from Italy, and I'm the worst with names and with languages.
Yeah.
It's one of those things that doesn't compute with me.
Where did you go?
We were in Rome and Tuscany. We went for a wedding. It was beautiful.
Beautiful.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it was amazing.
But I'm always scared to say people's names when I can't say it correctly. So,
listen, I say Buca de Pepo, and that's all I know how to say.
That's great. I loved your story. I honestly didn't read the book. We've been catching up since we got back.
I usually read the books to him.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah. She reads the book in bed. I'm a visual
input person.
Yeah, yeah. I'm so enchanted that you're a writer. So Raphael was your character? Was that you?
No. You said you were. No, I joined after he was named, obviously.
Okay, so this is from Jane the Virgin.
From Jane the Virgin.
Yeah, yeah.
But on set, I tried to get everyone to call him number two.
Okay.
It didn't catch on, but I really tried.
Great. We had another writer from that show on a while back.
Emmy Lou Diaz.
Which I understand you didn't write with, but...
We didn't because she was a season before me, but she went on to do Charmed and started
working. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she kept working with
She's
everybody
lovely,
in the family.
Lovely guest. And I just love your story. I mean, again, your family came to the U.S. with the American dream.
Yeah.
And I love the book has your mom and dad with stars in their eyes. So I always think of the American dream being something, an idea.
Correct.
And then you got to the U.S. They didn't tell you that you were undocumented.
They didn't.
Until you wanted to go get a driver's license in high school.
When I wanted to get a driver's license and when I applied to go to college.
And they did that because they wanted you to have an experience without borders. What was the phrase you said?
Oh, when I asked my mom why, I mean, me and my mom were close. She told me
everything.
So I was like, why would you keep this thing from me? That's when she said that your dad and I figured that we didn't want you to grow up feeling different because dreams should not have borders.
Dreams should not have borders. That's gorgeous.
And I stole that line from her, put it in the book, and I will not give her royalties.
But you went on to buy her house, at the dinner table, you guys are going to be arguing
about it. Use a little bit extra water and leave the lights on a little bit more.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
And I just think it's fantastic. Now, a lot of your conversation was about you understanding that the American dream was something, it's hard to talk about because you are living the American dream now, but the journey was not quite what it appeared to be. Your heroes were television characters.
Film and TV. I grew up with a lot of American film and TV, and that's everyone I admired growing up.
And that's fantastic. It sounds like you found some good characters to emulate as you grew up.
Zach Morris. I'm not sure if he's the one that everyone should be emulating, but it worked for me in high school.
Yeah.
Because I had no guide. We have no how-to as immigrants in this country.
Well, so then tell me, when you tell your mom that you want to get a license in your family. And what is it like? What do they tell you? Did they have a sit down with you? Was it a moment?
They do. It's kind of like, the birds and the bees, but as opposed to talking about sex, we're talking about Uncle Sam. Like, mm-hmm. That's how it was. When they first tell me, like, listen, we don't have documentation, and I realize, oh, I'm quote unquote illegal. The reason it didn't dawn on me into that moment is because my parents, like, no one ever goes around saying, like, somos ilegales. Like, we refer to our condition as no tenemos papeles, which means we don't have papers. Yeah. So when I was a little kid, I would just be like, oh, we don't have papers? Then let's go get papers.
Right.
Let's go fix that problem. And then I didn't realize that papers equated to being undocumented until that moment.
So then what was the process for you after that? You're in Los Angeles.
I'm in Los Angeles in Southern California.
You've been here about a decade, I'm assuming.
Yeah, almost 10 years. And the truth is, like, there's this myth about, oh, do it the right way or get in the back of the line. There is no line.
Right.
So we applied for a permanent residency status before we had left Ecuador. So all we could do was wait for the process to take place.
Wow.
And that's a lifetime. You know, people, like, you know, their entire lives go by and then they go, oh, we're not going to go anymore. Instead, my parents were like, no, let's go. And hopefully we'll get them before he graduates high school. Right. But that didn't happen.
We're going to take just a quick break to tell you about a cool new product that Scott and I discovered. And we'll get back to our guest's amazing Only One story in just a minute.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm. As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
And now, your father was a doctor?
My father was a pediatric surgeon.
And your mother was
an anesthesiologist.
And she came to work at a department store.
At a Kmart.
And your dad did?
Car wash.
That is crazy. Yeah.
And you know what's crazier for me is that surgeons speak about their hands.
Yeah.
Like they only have so many years left of their hands because they do surgery. And to then use those hands that were once used to save children's lives to do like car detail.
Yeah.
That is so like heartbreaking.
But getting the papers is part of the American dream. So you guys are, you show back up, you say, hey, we're 10 years down the road. What's the story?
So then when the papers finally get processed, mm-hmm. and then we have to pay like huge fines for not being like, yeah, they say come back, but then they'll keep you for several more years.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So we're like, no, we're not going to go back. We're going to pay the fine. The fine is like thousands of dollars for each of us. So we stayed. We get our permanent residency, and now everything changes. Now they can, they were buying homes as undocumented immigrants, but now they can get different kinds of loans. Now,
right.
You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
The one heartbreaking thing of the book that I will say is when they became quote unquote legal, they dared to dream of something different for themselves, which is why they decided to go back to Ecuador. And then they left me behind, and I have abandonment issues to this day. But they went back to Ecuador, and I like to think of it that they went back to look for their own piece of the American dream, but a different part of America, right? It's in South America.
Yeah.
So then I went through the citizenship process by myself.
Wow.
So that was a little like bittersweet to like, I finally get to become an American, but I do it alone.
Alone.
Like I lost my two people that I was on the journey with this whole time.
That's crazy. And is it pretty common still today for people in your situation, that were in your situation, to have this process? Is it still the same?
Oh, yeah. It's probably even longer.
Even longer.
Yeah. And, you know, again, the book is a comedy, so I don't like getting too political. But
But
it's so heartbreaking to see like the images we see from the border, and people go, "Oh, our immigration system is broken." But the truth is, I don't think it's broken. I think it's done by design. Like it's purposely done this way.
Mm-hmm.
Like the images that we see in our border, the chaos, that's by design. They want us to see it that way. Because when we think about the Eastern and Northwestern Europeans that came through Ellis Island, they were all undocumented.
Right.
And they were processed within an hour or two. We could do that today. We just don't want to. And then the question becomes, why don't we want to?
Mm. Help me out. Illegally Yours is the title of the book. Yeah. I don't know if I actually said it out loud. So your parents go back.
Yeah.
You stay.
I do.
This is 20 years ago?
Yeah, roughly 15
years ago.
Yeah.
Now, where are your folks now?
They're divorced.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's why... Part of the reason I was able to buy, one of the reasons I was able to and was forced to buy my mom a house is because I wanted to help her start over.
She came here.
So she came back. I was able to bring her back after like 10, 15 years.
And her mom, right?
And my 97-year-old grandma came with her too.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good for you, man. I mean, I think like you guys talked about in the interview, that is an American dream for all of us, you know? Like we would love to be able to be successful enough to buy our parents, to show appreciation for our family and the sacrifices they made along the way by buying a house.
Yeah, and you know what's funny? I didn't know that's what I was holding on to because I had the money. Like I've been successful in Hollywood for a few years, but I wouldn't buy myself a house.
Right.
I just wouldn't. And then the second I realized that my mom needed a new home, I was like, that's it. That's why I was saving all this
money. Was it really
money.
Healing for your family?
100%.
Wow.
And for me too.
The other thing that stuck out in the interview that I'd like you to just sort of have fun with is imposter syndrome. Because I think that idea of not knowing that you're illegal and then the transition of getting in to accepting this, was it like somebody pulled the ground out from under you?
They really did. It's like my all-American life came crashing down on me. Like, who am I if I'm not? Like the all-American Zach Morris, the class president, the prom king, the top 10% of my class.
Uh-huh.
Who am I if I'm not that person? And so that's what I was really struggling with in writing the book. Like, I didn't understand what it meant to be undocumented when all I felt was that I was American.
Yeah. Well, you are in my
Thank
eyes.
You.
You know.
Thank
well,
you.
You know, I have this my girls, yeah. My daughters go to school in Stowe, Vermont. And when I went to their graduation, yeah, that's where they grew up. When I went to their graduation, there were so many white, young, blonde girls, I could not find my daughter in the graduation. I was like, which one's mine? Right? And then when I'm in LA and I go to her kids, it is the most diverse cast of kids I've ever seen. It's 500 kids. Like, you can't distinguish one. Wow. And I remember looking at Lauren saying, that's my America. Right. Like, wow. That's the America that I envision and how this place was designed. It was a melting pot of people from all over the world. I find it almost uncomfortable to be in a room full of all one race. Anyway.
Yeah.
I love diversity, and I love what it brings to the sausage, if you will.
I think that's beautiful, and part of the reason I wrote the book was because of that. I wanted to show my America.
Yeah.
Like, the people that I consider to be Americans all along, mm-hmm. and the underlying question was, what does it mean to be American?
Yeah, from your culture,
from
the mix of your culture and the American culture, and here it is.
And we don't get to talk about, like, the contributions of undocumented Americans to this country, right? Because we make our economy stronger and our workforce younger, and we make our food taste better.
Yeah. You guys, please check out the interview yesterday. You and Laura, as writers, hit it off really well.
She's amazing.
You're amazingly entertaining, and the joy is easy to feel. So thanks for being on.
Thank you, my brother. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for being on the show.
Yeah, of course.
Hey, great episode, honey. And now I want to welcome all of our new Patreon members.
Yes, welcome. And I still get a lot of people who don't really understand what Patreon is.
All right, we'll break it down for them.
Thank you, I will. I'll break it down quickly, though. When you join our Patreon, you get all kinds of access and bonus content and special opportunities. And your monthly fee, which is small, helps us to keep bringing you all these incredible stories like the one you just heard.
Right on. We hope you're all enjoying the monthly storytelling video series that we're releasing and our Zoom hangs. Please come hang with us. Yeah. Monthly memberships start at just $5.
Per month? Like, what costs $5 a month anymore?
Nothing. Right? And you get all of this, and you're helping support us. So while we love seeing you all in our Zoom hangs, we're going to be trying something new, a new way to connect over the next few months. It's called Voxing.
I love myself a good Vox. Uh-huh. But that's V-O-X, right? Not B-O-X.
You got it. Voxing.
Yes. Uh-huh. V is in victory. That's a great idea, hon.
All right on. Thank you, honey. And so which of our patrons are we shouting out today?
Well, first up is Mercedes Cusick, LMFT.
Right on. Mercedes.
Yep. She's a licensed trauma therapist and is a certified EMDR therapist. And this means that Mercedes has had advanced training in complex and developmental trauma. So don't tune out. I'm going to tell you what that means.
Mm-hmm. This is some pretty advanced stuff.
Right? Mm-hmm. She's doing something really special. It's called EMDR Intensives. And EMDR stands for Eye Movement Desensitization and Reprocessing. So simply by stimulating both sides of the brain, it helps heal the brain and desensitizes traumatic or upsetting memories. I did EMDR when I was dealing with some childhood trauma. And let me tell you, I was actually stunned by the results.
Oh, wow. Thank you for all that, honey. Mm. This is something that everyone can benefit from. Maybe like Laura, you've experienced a disturbing or traumatic event in your life. It could be a car accident, work-related events, sexual assault, crime-related traumas, traumatic medical procedures. Maybe you've had a severe injury, childhood bullying, military combat, or emotional abuse.
Yeah. And if you've experienced any of those things, but like so many busy people, you just don't have time for traditional EMDR, then Mercedes' individualized concierge curated program is for you. The intensive range from half a day to several days, but they're the equivalent of, get this, 2 to 6 months of weekly therapy.
Wow, that's incredible. I feel really lucky that we get to promote this.
Yeah, me too.
I also want to add that because I think it's important that there is no need to talk extensively about these disturbing experiences. And because the intensive format decreases treatment time, it also saves you a considerable amount of money in the long run.
Yeah, that's facts right there. So if you want to start feeling better now, and what do I always say? Why wouldn't you?
Why wouldn't you?
Then EMDR intensives are the way to go. And California residents, click the link in our show notes and find the link to Mercedes Cusick's website and book your EMDR intensives Intensive today. That's Mercedes Cusick, LMFT, licensed trauma therapist. She's located in Woodland Hills, California. See our show notes for the website. I just want to also say you can do this virtually if you're in the state of California. You don't have to go to her offices in Woodland Hills. So any California resident, click on that website and go see Mercedes.
All right. That's www.mercedescusick.com.
Thanks, hon.
You're welcome. Honey, so what's new with How to Do the Podcast?
I'm glad you asked, because it's Ellen Scanlon, and we love Ellen.
We do love Ellen.
She's one of our favorite previous guests, and as you know, she has the How to Do the Podcast, which is such a great name.
It is.
Right? And it's all about demystifying cannabis for women. Recently, they released their new Sleep 101 series. Every woman I know could use this. In these short episodes, real women share how cannabis helps women fall asleep, stay asleep, and not wake up with a weed hangover.
Right. And weed is something I feel so many people have old ideas about.
Right. Totally. I mean, we're not talking about the shoebox full of seeds and stems that your uncle had under his bed. On regular episodes of the How to Do the Pot podcast, every week you can listen to fun, short episodes that answer all the questions that women secretly Google about cannabis. How to Do the Pot shares women's personal stories and advice from experts to help with solutions around stress, sleep, sex, and chronic pain. And with the goal of helping women feel more confident about their choices about cannabis.
How enlightening.
Right? Mm-hmm. And if you're ready for practical advice about weed for women, by women, listen to How to Do the Pot wherever you get your podcasts.
Right on. Hey, next up is Cute Booty Lounge.
Yay!
Yeah, Cute Booty's concept born in Kelly's garage in 2004. She was looking to make pants that embrace a woman's curves.
Yes.
Particularly what?
The booty.
Right on.
Yes.
Pants that were still polished enough to wear out and about. Her signature is her patented scrunch booty pockets.
Yep.
Cute Booty Lounge is made by women and for women right here in the USA. The company is incredible, female and minority owned. Go to cutebooty.com in our show notes and order yours today. And honey, what do people always say when you're wearing those leggings?
Cute booty.
Very cool. Right on. And we want to continue to shout out Kathleen Hahn.
Kathleen.
Yep. She is one of the ones that is really just supporting the show every month.
OG.
Yep.
And from the beginning.
Honey, I talk to her every now and then, and she is listening to the shows, getting a lot out of it. She's a super fan.
She's a super fan.
Yep. She has a lot of adventures in front of her. And I hope I get permission to tell everybody what she's up to at some point.
Well, maybe she can tell everybody when she joins our Zoom hang next month.
Yeah, bring it on, Kathleen Hahn. Yeah.
And then, honey, we have Brent Shaw.
I know. This is so cool.
Right. So, Brent, if you follow us on Instagram, you've seen Brent's work. He manages our Instagram for The Only One
in
the Room.
And he does a fantastic job at it.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. We're about to hit.
We're close to 40,000.
Damn.
But, yeah, that's pretty remarkable.
Go ahead, Brent. But Brent started his own podcast called the Student Performance Podcast.
Right on.
Performance Podcast. Did I say that right?
The Student Performance Podcast. The Student Performance Podcast.
Right.
Yep.
And tell them what it is, honey.
Well, in these episodes, Brent likes to dive deep into the science of concepts that people may never have known about that would have an impact on your well-being as a student.
Yes.
Things like exercise, meditation, sleep, nutrition, cold exposure, all of which will not only transform your life in the classroom, but help you live a more fulfilled life outside of it as well.
That's dope. And, you know, everybody should be a student of some kind, right? If you're a student of life or a student in the classroom. I don't know about that cold exposure thing, Brent. We're gonna have to listen and talk about that.
A little research on that. Laura's not big into the cold.
I'm not big into the cold, but we appreciate you and wish you all the luck with this podcast.
The Student Performance Podcast.
It'll be in our show notes. And thank you guys for listening all the way to the end. Thank you so much for listening. The Only One in the Room is produced by the creative genius that is Scott Slaughter, and edited by the uber-talented polymath Christina Barcy and her team at Avon House Productions. Hey, you're still listening? Good. Please subscribe right now while you're thinking about it, quick, before you forget. And be sure to like and leave us a review of the show. Want to connect with some other Only One listeners? Be sure to join our private Only One in the Room Facebook group, or check out Patreon on our website for exclusive content that you won't find anywhere else. And do you have an Only One in the Room story that you'd like to share? Please send it to theonlyonepod@gmail.com.
Have you ever watched a futuristic sci-fi movie and wondered, but wait, could any of this really happen? And will I live long enough to see it? That's what our show Hypothetical is about. I'm Carrie Bechet, and on this podcast, we ask what-if questions about the future. Like, what if we could read minds? What if the world's digital data was erased all at once? What would happen if the Yellowstone supervolcano erupted? Then we explore that question two ways, through speculative science fiction and through dialogue with brilliant scientists. The result is a genre-bending narrative that's interwoven with real facts provided by literal geniuses. And spoiler alert, a lot of the science fiction out there, it's not nearly as far-fetched as you might think. Come time travel with me into the future on Hypothetical. New episodes on Tuesdays, available on all your favorite podcast apps. Just search Hypothetical. That's H-Y-P-E-R-T-H-E-T-I-C-A-L.